Palestinian sources say Israel has supplied Gaza hospitals with a potentially killer gas to be used for anesthetic purposes. Four patients have died after inhaling carbon dioxide instead of nitrous oxide during surgical operations. Adi Memek is a human rights activist. He's with me now live from the Gaza Strip to share with us more information. Adi, thanks for being with us. First of all, we do have earlier on a lot being said about the fact that there is a lack of supplies in Gaza hospitals. Now things have become worse. We're hearing of the gas being used, having agents that are called killer agents. So how do you think this came about?
Well, obviously, we would like to know how this came about. There is nothing that you would put past Israel in terms of this, whether it might be a rogue element within the suppliers who have themselves have gone through the dehumanization of Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank and within Israel itself, who feel that they can just make a lethal change like that. Obviously, four have suffered cardiac arrest. We hope they'll all survive. It's an attack on the medical work and operations in the Gaza Strip. People are already suffering from not having the right amount of medical supplies. All the major human rights organizations have documented this. There's over 500 that have died without being able to leave for vital surgery or medical attention outside of Gaza. These are crimes from the blockade, from the illegal blockade, the collective punishment against the Geneva Conventions. And Israel has a history of experimenting on Palestinians, like the Adamir organization said, whether it's with weapons, for example. They sort of first tried out the dum-dum, the exploding bullets in the Second Intifada, or, for example, experimenting with the white phosphorus on Palestinians, on civilians in the attacks during Casled in 2008-2009. The effects of all these things we're still waiting to find out. Of course, these are crimes. Not only are these crimes, but they are not the usual crimes that Israel produces, such as the bombing, the direct bombing of civilians, which has torn so many families apart here. But actually, the attacks that leave residual effects, for example, cancers have been rising here for the past 15 years. There are very few people I talk to would know about members of their families who have suffered cancer. Well, a lot of people are pointing to the kind of goods that Israel is allowing in. No, this is the fault of the international community, have turned their backs again and allowing Israel to pretty much decide and leave Palestinians completely dependent on them, on the occupier. So we don't know whether this would be a strategy by the government to just inflict some more pretty malicious and horrific harm to Palestinian lives. These are all patients already suffering in the hospitals. Or whether it's somebody further down the line who has the license, frankly, to do whatever they want with some vital emergency supplies such as nitrous oxide and changing it for the potentially lethal carbon dioxide. It's inhuman, and it's really brutal and horrifying to think that this could be used as a strategy. But given the way Israel has treated Palestinians over decades now, are we surprised? The worst thing is that the reason that it happens is because the West and Europe, they allow it to happen. There's no litigation that Palestinians can take against these crimes. If they did, they would have to spend an awful lot of money to even begin proceedings, knowing full well that it won't reach anywhere anyway. There will be no court that is willing to really tell Israel that these are, again, yes, crimes against humanity. So yes, we can only watch and wait for people on the ground around the world to stand up and eventually push the governments and governing bodies to say, well, hang on, this is evident crimes. As an occupier, you can't even do this, let alone the fact that the occupation is completely illegal. We must hold Israel to account. And when crimes are so explicit as this, then it's really time for people to act. And that's what, yes, I would say, given the continuous crimes such as these that have hit Gaza.
Thank you very much. Adi Memek, human rights activist, with us there live from Gaza.